That's my priority, to keep the good-paying industrial manufacturing jobs we have and to expand them in Northwest Indiana.
Congressman Pete Wisklowski of the 1st Congressional District in Indiana says he's heard a lot of people at his town halls talk about being afraid of what will happen to them in a Trump administration. They don't want to see significant changes to programs they have come to know and depend upon.
I am opposed now to privatizing Medicare. The idea that we're going to take a program that has worked for more than half a century, protected the health of our seniors, is understandable to them, to turn it into a private system is a really bad idea.
They are also concerned about possible plans to privatize Social Security.
What is the future of Social Security under President Trump? Let me repeat myself. I am opposed to privatizing Social Security. We went down that road with President Bush, if you remember. Then we had the economic collapse of 2008, 2009, 2010, and many people in this room probably lost half of your retirement savings in your thrift plan if you were lucky. What would have happened to Social Security or individual recipients? I'm not going to go down that road.
The Trump administration has also made plans to do away with the Affordable Care Act that has some of his constituents worried.
Question is, what about proposals to repeal the Affordable Care Act? I am opposed to repealing the Affordable Care Act. What happens to the 18 million people who now have insurance that didn't? What happens to people who have a pre-existing condition? What happens to women who are disproportionately affected during childbearing years on out-of-pocket expense? So that's where I am.
According to the congressman, the good news is that President Trump is likely going to be stronger on dealing with unfair trade practices from countries like China, who have been accused of dumping cheap steel in world markets. This tougher stance means that jobs in Northwest Indiana, especially in the steel industry, could become more secure. In Highland, Indiana, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.